In Siman Shin Nun Gimel, Mishnah Berurah of Chatan Tes, which is on Sif Peis. So now we're discussing there's various different options of the double Z's situation. So you have
is this allegedly?
Correct. Okay, so the first case, actually, is we're still dealing with the onesies.
The onesies?
Mm. Onesies, not two yet.
Not two Z's?
Yesh le arba al arba. Pimach a puzzle of a chara b'sif gimel to the kelim shenim nishporim osher shem yipu was l'sui mishas rabin. Okay, so this is the issues which we're dealing with. One is the gzeira, which we'll talk about more really in the next bit. But besides the gzeira, we have to decide, do we look at the disease as being distinct from the house? So the gzeira will, even if we consider it not distinct, it's extension of the house, we still have the gzeira. So we're saying you're allowed to be mishtamish over here, but we're not. That doesn't take away the gzeira that you might drop something and retrieve it. So we're talking about kelim which will break if they fall. So there's no gzeira. If they fall, you're not retrieving them because they'll be broken. So kelim sheish shavru. Oh, you know, if you lost them. Now, if so, so what's the difference if it has 4x4 or less than 4x4? Either way, it's either makom patur or it's large enough to be, it's charvish asayachin. The only real difference is if they're 4x4, the chances of falling are less. We're talking about kelim which break anyway, so who cares? That's Mishnah Berurah's question. Can I feel any of these arba? Shemotze shiplu mina. It doesn't have 4x4, which the chances are greater that it'll fall. Also, gam kemer kli shtam shalav. Okay, so why does it say 4x4? That's the question. Mishnah Berurah b'doichik. The nokar arba arba mishum. The mesayim achalom psuachlo. The reason why we said 4x4 is for the following. This is his suggestion. The knock at our ball are bought because the Messiah Chalim Suaflo. Vain Aziz, our ball are bought, ain't so she of Chalim Suaflo. The Malkam Tour, but Hogabi Mutanish Tamash. See if it's less than 4x4, it's a Malkam Tour. It's above 10. And even though it's not Chalim Suaflo, so it's a Malkam Tour. It's not probably, it's not Kharish Zayach, so it's a Malkam Tour. If, however, it's 4x4 already, it's a rishus. So is it an extension of the rishus ha-yachid inside, which therefore I, who am inside, am right to use this rishus ha-yachid? The answer is yes. Why? Because cholen pesuach lo. So that's what he's suggesting, why it said that.
We could have said it's the same reason because made it that.
I guess for the makom me'asur.
Why did the Gemara say? It's kind of a nuance.
So if you look at the Shira, the Shara Tzion,
it wants to present the arguments as two separate arguments. If you couldn't use the same argument
in Tzivkatan Tess. So Ganzer Mimendel, that means it's from the Bureau of Raw. Okay, Ein Shop. Kasha.
So
Dr. Mishmer, I have a question. The Halakha Raw, Kohen Lefishi, there's a Rambam Bezet. The Raw is going on the Rambam. La Tour Nicha Lav Hachi Kemar Shikos about. Leave that for a second. La Rama Affiliates Dalal Dalal in Tzarek Shia Cholim Pesuach. Rama is not even with Dalal Dalal. So it's Rishus HaYachid, but it's not a distinct separate Rishus HaYachid that I cannot carry from my Rishus HaYachid inside to this Rishus HaYachid. Kemar Shikos about the Sefer Simen. The Rama in Tzarek Shia Cholim Lifnei Aziz. So what's his answer that the Gra is giving? And saying, if it's less than 4x4, you don't need a window. So the reason why I said 4x4 is because we're discussing the case if there's a window, so that's why you need 4x4. So first of all, it's a daichik. which the Gro himself says it's a daita. Because Pasha, the only reason we said chaloyin is because it's not like, okay, so we decided to talk about chaloyin, so mainly we have to define the size of the ziz. It sounds like the chaloyin came first and the ziz came second. Really, the other way around. We're discussing the ziz, and then we discuss as much, whatever we need to make the ziz work. So, don't tell me the reason why you chat the ziz of 4x4 is because you want to say chaloyin. So, don't say chaloyin, you don't need ziz of 4x4. Right? So, that's the doichik. But beyond that doichik, but beyond that dochek, the Rambam himself says explicitly that there's no requirement of a chaloyin, even by 4x4. So what's a great answer? We don't argue if it's open. If it's 4x4, it's Rosh Hashanah, and since it's not an extension of the Rosh Hashanah, because it's not a chalon, so then we look at it as a distinct separate Rosh Hashanah. So even though it's Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, you cannot carry from one to the other. Okay, but the Rambam doesn't hold like that. You know, you want to say there's such a din, but that doesn't work over here. And so he blibes here on the Gro's answer.
It means that if you have a,
okay, now, in the case if there is two of them, and they belong to two different people, so then we have issues of, since it's not a makom hishtam, which is on a regular basis, so therefore the lower person's standing on the ziz would give him, as it were, a share of the access and usage of the upper ziz, because the owner is not necessarily makbid, because you're not used too much anyway. So his rishus is charlotte on the upper one as well. But now we have a problem. Some cases of the one of them is has a shared rishus. Now, like Mr. Brewer, the case is the talking about two different people. You're level shel ish echad shori kiman shem rishus echad. The whole issue over here is you need an eruv. Right? You need eruv chetzeris. So if you have eruv chetzeris, you're fine. If it belongs to one person, you're fine. In the case of belongs to two people and they were not ma'ariv together, so now it's carrying from rishus, one rishus yachad to another rishus yachad, which is problematic. So also these tamish should olive. See if they're both are boil or boil. So you cannot be mishtamish.
The same thing is true about
the Lokeh. Now, Zatim Shabura, so what's the problem? Because it's like a case of a chotzer. We will see later on in Ruvach HaTzeris, we mentioned it before, we'll see much more about it later on. Now we differentiate in Allah between Kalim, which started out Shabbos in the Bayis, the Kalim, which started out Shabbos in the chotzer. If there's no Ruvach HaTzeris, Kalim, which started out Shabbos in the chotzer, since those kelim were already in the chutz beginning of Shabbos, they weren't so meyuchad, the one individual, so then moving them around the chutz is not a problem.
So too,
no problem.
What would be the, I mean, they're, the chutz is also a rishus a yachid, right?
A bit of a stretch. We don't really see.
I mean, why would the chutzar halachically be different than
so
the...
Now, so now, so I have Reuven's Kalim and Shimon's Kalim, both in the chutzar together. There's no way Reuven could say this. So we have a problem. We can't use these Kalim for Reuven and Shimon. Just like I can't take, as much as we're saying, the problem is, this is like, compared to the houses, this is like Rosh Hashanah, because it's being used by multiple people. So, if it's one big happy family, we say this is all their backyard. Okay, great. But we're saying, no, they're not one big happy family. Each one's a distinct family. They were not married together. And each Rosh Hashanah is distinct. And caring for the Rosh Hashanah to the Chotzer is caring for Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. So now we have Kalim in the Chotzer, which belong to one family A, and Kalim in the Chotzer belong to family B. They cannot take Kalim from their house out to the Chotzer. They cannot take the Kalim from the Chotzer into their house. But do we have any problem with them moving the items around the chutzner, arguing that we're perceiving this like this Rishus HaRabim, which is then would be us. So that's not true. So Kalim, which was Shavis and Rishus HaRabim, and the chutzner, we don't look at them as being, as it were, each one having its own name and thereby creating this perception of you're taking from one rishus to the other by moving them around into everybody's space. Right? So we don't perceive it like that. But from the canon, from the bias to the chatzar is a problem. So over here we're saying you cannot be mishtamas on these two zizim. It's Toma Kalim, which was started out Shabbos, and the bias cannot be taken out to the ziz and be used. Can't be taken out to the ziz. But anything, any Kalim which started Shabbos on the ziz is not worse than starting the Shabbos, the Kalim starting the Shabbos in the Chatzim. Also, the Shtamish, Dafi Kalim, which is Shabbos, Shubbos, and Rabbis, I will eat Shabbos, and Benish Mosh, and Zalgavi, and Ziz, Mutal Taltu, and Ziz, the Chimera. So even you're taking from one ziz to the other, so, oh, you're going from one Rishos to the other Rishos. No, Chatzeras are not significant enough that we perceive them as being distinct, so I'm taking from one rishos to the other. So similarly, I can carry from one chatzar to the other without a rumah chatzaris. Kalim, which Rishayim is in a chatzar, can be carried from one chatzar to another. Ah, you're going from Baruch Merel's chatzar to Reuben Shimon's chatzar? No problem. That doesn't bother. Kalim, which Rishayim is in the chatzar. So I can carry Kalim from one ziz to the other as well. Also, Lishtamish, where's that going? Yeah. No, you base the Elzet. They ask each one, each other. Some are Beno Elyon, Beno Tachton. Each one asks the other one. So that's true that the bottom one asks the upper one, and the upper one asks the bottom. The Mishabura, the Lush make up a Tachton. The eager problem is that the person standing on the lower one can reach up and use the upper one. So he's answers the rishos of the upper one. But the person on the upper one can't really use the lower one. So therefore, he doesn't answer, according to the bush. Because I'm going to run b'shem of my commission. I feel ain't batat on our boil. I mean, oisun elu alelu. Because the ability to stand there and then reach up and the main problem is that the bottom fellow is accessing the upper one. So that's possible even if the lower one is less than 4x4. The bush makel bazev because the rabbi sheichenu gam came about as a kaddish, and the bush is makel. So the argument over here is less than 4x4 is not a rishus. So you can't say, well, I asked one rishus on the other. Ain't no rishus here to ask if they're both less than 4x4. Okay. Now we said in a scenario where if the low one had 4x4 and the upper one did not have 4x4, so immediately directly in front of the chaloyin belongs to the upper one, and he can be mishdamish there. Everything else is shared by the upper one and the lower one, and it would need a rubik hitzeres. We just look like the Kenega the Chaloyin is almost like it's an extension of the Chalom. It's like the windowsill, let's say, called that.
With Tosfos' second answer. That the eager point is the
Malbo. So that's why that's Mutter. But these on the sides are Osir, because the Chalak Rishos Asma. We look at them as being, even though they're on the same Z's, we look at the area directly immediately in front of the window different than the area on the sides. Now once the upper one is being shared by both, and then it's also to carry the upper one, we turn around and say it's also to carry the lower one. In the cardinal bush, we don't say it's also to carry the lower one. Okay. Okay. This whole heter over here is talking about Kalim, which will break if they fall. Kolzis behind a bench of rock of our ball, or whether it's four wide, not four wide, doesn't make a difference in regards to the gzeira. So we're talking about it's a scenario where in a case where it's overseeing a Carmelist, they didn't make the exam. So if it's less than 4-7, less than 10 tefachim high, it's in the Carmelist. So that's a problem. So, but if it's above 10 tefachim, So the airspace above the tent, Tochim and Carmel, this is the Makam Patur. So there's no problem of him being Mishtamish on the Z's, even if it's less than 4x4. Oh, it's part of the Carmelists. It's not kosher enough to be with Omrishus. It's not 4x4. So it's part of the Carmelists. No, it's not. There's no Carmelists above 10. Xero? You don't make Xeros in the case. Koshal of Omrishus. Show me an Avri Carmelist. Typhus. The Navas Imishin Zimhei. Sibyuches. Kapot Lishta. Mishalov Derech HaKholoi. The Mati Bistar Avri Kemerzi. Mishas Yochel the Carmelists. But if the disease is below 10 Tvachim, so it means it opens directly out into the Carmelists. We don't look at it as being distinct from the Carmelists. And we also take something from inside through the chalon onto the zitz.
It's really not the fact that Eidim are careful to make sure that the malva and malva are fed. That is fine. Eidim are careful. What he's using as a riot is you see that the behavior of the
Eidim
are not soda on the way people look. He looks like a god, that's good enough. No, they're required to make sure that he's a god.
So we have this boar. Boar is a cistern with water in it. Or we have a pile of ashpa.
Ashpa is
a garbage dump, garbage heap.
Two reasons that are distinct.
Okay, Borbishus Rabim, you have the cistern. So the cistern was built, they would dig down, but Vachuya Siva, it also has a raised wall around it as well. It's not totally just embedded in the ground, and the top is not flush with the ground. It's raised up, and that's called Vachuya. Okay, so now the bore is large enough to be, it's 10 tefachim deep, and it's 4x4, so the bore is Rishus HaYach. Okay. So now, what am I allowed to do to take from this bore? So first scenario we're going to say, if I have a building immediately nearby, which I can reach out from my window, slip my bucket out the window into the bore and take water. So since the chulia is above 10 tefachim,
I have no idea what the
I'm never taking that bucket through the airspace of the Rishus HaRab, taking it from Rishus HaYach and Rishus HaYach to the Makom Patur. So that's mut. But we're only matter it if there's a gap of 4 tefachim between where I'm reaching from and where the bore is. If it's extended further out, so it's not so easy to throw my bucket out from my window into the bore and then pull it back out. So we're afraid that the bucket, of course, is going to end up in that space in between. So we don't consider this makom, we consider that it's shaykh to this Rishus HaYach where I'm standing. So it's a problem. It's a problem. So if it's in Oymen B'techar Bo Tvachim Rishus HaYach, if the bore is within 4 Tvachim of Rishus HaYach, and we're talking about horizontally, it's extended away from it. There's a gap of not more than 4 Tvachim. Then Mutar L'malos Mimenu Rishus HaYach. I feel Eina G'chulya G'vaya Asar. And this is true, even if the Chulya, it means this wall which you built around the cistern, which extends above the ground, is not 10 Tvachim high. Because you're not going to pull it through the Avra Shazab, you're going to pull it straight up. It's close enough. You can reach out and just pull it straight up. You have no need to, as it were, drag it through. But if the gap is larger, so if it's going to be less, if it's not 10 tefachim high, when he pulls the bucket out of the bore, he's going to have to swing it towards him. He's going to have to bring it through that airspace of less than 10 tefachim, which means the shazarab. But if the chulya is 10 tefachim high, when you pull the bucket out, you're pulling it out above 10 tefachim. So it's traveling through the Makom Patur, and that's what they're doing.
Well, yeah, but it'll say that it was done, administered by Dr. Drugs. Dr. Drugs has to be involved.
Chulya.
Right?
Mishabra Alabhano Kaka, Siva Zabor, Nesan Siva Sov, the Hakib Kamin Karma. They would take the dirt around the bore and they would sort of build it up into to make it the form of a container.
The point over here, there's a way to understand the Gemara.
So now the Mishabura says, so what are we talking about? We say it's within the outer edge of the wall. Or the inner edge of the wall. So the Mishabura says, I mean, the bore outside, the actual inner edge of the wall. The Sharatian says in a case where the actual opening of the cistern is beyond four tefachim, but the wall is within four tefachim. So what's the law in that case? We said over here this works even not that tefachim high. Over there that's not going to be true. If you're not reaching the actual bore within, you're only reaching the chulia. If the chulia is too low, it doesn't act, and then most of the cistern is below ground. As far as the chulia is concerned, if it's less than three tefachim tall, it's part of shesurab. So then you'd be pulling out of the cistern and you're going to, even if you're going to say quote, you're going straight up, you're going to be going out past where the walls are, so that's going to be a problem because those walls are part of the Shazarab. If they're more than 3 tefachim high, so you don't have that problem. Okay. So, if it's within 4 tefachim, Pesach Arba tefachim. Kibushu Hafsik, Pachas Merba tefachim, and Akbor La Kresu, La Darcy, Le Rabim Klau, Akein Havi Malkim Matur. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot this thing. Right, so the Morris of the Cheshbon, that space between the boar and the wall of the Shasayachin is not a usable space. People no longer walk there, it's not part of the Shasaram anymore, because people will not walk there, it's too narrow for the people to walk there. So it's not part of the Shazarabim. So it's an area which is 10 tefachim high, but it's not 4 by 4. So it becomes.
That's the ground between the bar and the adjacent Shazayach.
So basically, we have a Maflakis over here.
Right, but the same, but it's the Shazayach is 10 tefachim high.
But this is the ground next to the Shazayach.
I don't mean it's elevated. I mean, it's the ground. So, but it meets the criteria. It's 60 feet tall. From the ground, it's tall as high as you want to go. It's a makom where a person could go, but it's not 4 by 4. It's not Rosh Hashanah, it's not Rosh Hashanah.
Right. I think it would be a karma, you know, versus the midbar or something. People don't really go there. Some of the people don't close their karma.
Yeah, but the point over here, it's enclosed because of the wall on one side and the board on the other side. So it's an enclosed area where people, you know, Tasha will not use. That's worse than, or better, I'm going to say it, than a Carmelist, which you can go wherever you please. So it functions like a makom patur. So we're not worried about schlepping the boar, the bucket in between, because you're schlepping it not through Rosh Hashanah, you're schlepping it through a makom patur. But so now you're allowed to take from there the Mishnah Siyachid. Perish, Mersit, Tzad, or some Mishnah Siyachid, Ben Shoymid, Ben Kersel, the boar, Motzi, Mai, Mea, Boar, Menich, Mishnah Siyachid, Shatzloy. Whether the person is standing on that spot between, he's standing on the ground, taking from the boar, putting it through Shusayach. Ben Shomer Babayis, a Mashal Shalat, the boar, there Chaloy Nabayis, or he's lowering the bucket out from the window of the bayis into the boar. Either one is mutter. The Tama calls that the mutter Mishusayach, the Shusayach, Derek Makam Patur. Because all you're doing is taking from Mishusayach, the Shusayach, through Makam Patur, which is mutter. What? Because the cistern is not a makom where people live, so even though it's Rosh Hashanah, it would not require it wouldn't require a Rosh Hashanah. Now, the inside is it's tent deep, so it's Rosh Hashanah inside. What's above ground is 5 tefachim high. What's below ground is another 5 deep. So it's 10 tefachim deep. Filachi Avrishus Yachid, the Boruch Yosim is Tzarif Lassar. We're more Tzarif, the depth and the height together. This same thing would be true if there's no chuy at all. It's directly flush with the ground. The ma'isa, if that air, the space in between is too narrow, people are not really going to use that because they're going to fall into the bore. So it becomes if it's four tefachim away. So now that becomes part of the people. The traffic will spread around that sister in the middle, continue to travel on both sides. So that's all part of the Rosh Hashanah. But I mean, you're holding on to the bucket the whole time. She never really left the Shusayachid into the Shusarabin. That doesn't make a mutter. So then all the cases of the mutter is if the chuli is 10 tefachim high. Then you're taking out from the Shusayachid to the Shusayachid through the Avram Makam Tur. If the chuli is 10 tefachim high, so that the li which you're pulling out of it, by definition, has to go above 10 to get out. Now, the window of the Rosh Hashanah is above 10 tefachim. The dli never goes through the airspace of Rosh Hashanah.
Which means that we're coming out that is going to be happening. So basically, my parents before
Sister Abin. Now, whoever says the Rabbi, Mashal Shaldi, the Bechevel, the Omek Asar, Rachav Arba, Malamayim, and Moitzav Shisar Rabbin, Chai. Person, new scenario, Bor meets the criteria, bring Rishis Yachid. Person dips the bucket in and brings the bucket to himself, Rishis Rabbin. So he's Chai, he did it so. Baba Gav the Dli, and the Chai, but Mishum Shalahitzi, the Chevel, Mitachas Yodi, Shirin. The boar. Now the dli is still ugud. The dli is hanging over the boar, so it's attached. That's Rosh Hashanah. So he can't be chai for the dli. So he's not chai for the dli. He's chai for the water.
How do we say this?
Has a shtim? The ocher of mayim Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah. Okay. So it, I'm not sure the scenario the Mishnah is talking about that we tie to the igud of the boar doesn't help for the mayim. I'm not sure why the igud of the boar doesn't work for the mayim of
it's not impossible for a person to
bring the word. Water remains in the bucket, it's still attached to the bucket, which is ungood to the Shasiyah.
Right. Pasha's the Lundus.
If you say over here that the Zaka is going to beat out the eagle, that's a very strong Zaka, but it's not a strong Zaka. Let's go the other way.
So let's just mean he's pouring it out from the dli eventually.
Which what you typically do,
right? Okay.
Well, that's a
big
over here.
What's a kashos? Filim abor sub abor loy harishas rabim. Not karmelus. Is or ika. It's not going to be he, but still going to be yosser if it's a karmelus. The liya tali beitz oruch. So you have your dli hanging down into the boar on this long piece of wood, or we have with a rope. Who tali besecha boar? It's hanging in the boar. I feel the malam in the bear. He switched to bear. Okay, negative. Afshamayim hoya b'dali mibayyon. Even water which already was in the bucket before Shabbos, shall all carry some b'Shabbos mina bear. So you already raised it out of the. You cranked it up. You already raised the dali out of the out away from the water. You've been working the water before Shabbos. So,
but it's still within the well, right? It's still, you know, you're lifting it up out of a well, right? So, but it's still within the walls of the well.
Correct, but it's no longer munach. It's hanging in the air. That's not called a hamach. So the kira was done already. Even though the kira was done before Shabbos, you can't do halacha by itself either. Either kira or halacha by itself is also min rabbanan. Then he says a scenario where he wants to not do halacha, not pour it out of the bucket, but say drink from the bucket, but bring it out, swing it out from over the bear, and drink from it there. So he didn't really put it down on Shazar Rabbah. So the law is mistopic on that case. Okay, we have to stop here.
Tomorrow, same time.
Same time, Beth Hashem.
The case is.